The Federal Reserve Bank of New York reports today that despite the skyrocketing cost of a college education and a tough job market for graduates, it still pays to get a college degree. According to the report, people with a bachelor's degree make about $300,000 more over their lifetimes than people with just a high school degree. Well, the network Fusion has crunched the numbers and put together a new interactive tool called Take the Plunge that lets you see the risks and benefits of taking on college loan debt. You can link to that at hereandnow.org. And Felix Salmon, senior editor at Fusion, joins us now with more. Welcome.
Thank you.
So your chart calculates the earnings of high school and college graduates starting in the years following high school graduation. What did you find in the first 5 to 10 years?
Well, in the first 5 to 10 years, you're actually weirdly better off not going to college. If you start earning straight out of high school and put aside for 1 minute the chance of not being able to find a job. If you can find a job and you start earning straight out of high school, you have 4 years of earnings behind you before the college graduates even earn a cent, really. So you have in the first 5 to 10 years, you have a significant head start. This is what's known as the opportunity cost of going to college. And basically, it takes about 10 years for the college degree to pay for itself.
But then it does. And if you, I've noticed, if you press the button that says I have a four-year degree or I have a master's degree, all of a sudden you do take a little dip, but then you skyrocket up much higher in your lifetime earnings than you would if you didn't go to college.
Absolutely. And your actual annual earnings can be easily double those of a high school graduate, and sometimes even more if you're, you know, a male with a PhD in the sciences, or if you have a law degree or something in medicine or even an MBA, then your earnings can be two or three times easily what someone without a degree could be earning.
Well, I'm glad you brought up the term male, because there is a big difference, isn't there, between what you can earn if you're a male or if you're a female.
If you look at the charts, it's astonishingly consistent from everything from college dropouts all the way through to lawyers, that the median male earns roughly the same amount as a woman at the 75th percentile, which means that 50% of males are earning more than 75% of females with the same qualification.
And why is that? Did you find anything out about the reason for that?
No, there's no real sort of causal analysis in this. This is just crunching this incredible data set which we got from PayScale, which does millions of surveys of people and asks them what kind of education they have, what job they have, how much money they're earning. And all we can do is look at the numbers. I wouldn't like to hazard a guess as to why the men are earning so much more.
Well, and you also point out that this is based on an economy of full employment, which we're not always in.
And that just makes it even more important for people to go to college, because the unemployment rate for college graduates is much lower than the unemployment rate for high school graduates. And even if you go to college and wind up with a job which doesn't require a college degree, which is increasingly common in today's economy, that job is still likely to be a better job than the job you would have got if you hadn't got a college degree.
What is the best possible scenario if you want to have the highest possible earnings? What do you have to do?
The highest possible lifetime earnings, I would say go into medicine. If you look at the top paying jobs in America, it turns out that anesthesiologists actually earn more than CEOs on average.
So don't go into banking.
Oh, please don't go into banking.
Or become a hedge fund manager or something like that.
Well, if you become a hedge fund manager and you're in the top 1% of hedge fund managers, then you can earn $1 billion a year. But that takes a lot of luck.
Another thing that you point out here is that obviously in order to have this data, you have to look at people who have been out of school for some time, and we know what they've made. So is the situation today the same as it will be perhaps 20 years from now, when the people who are graduating college now have a sense of what their earning potential is?
That's an incredibly good question. We know what a science PhD who's 40 years old earns today. Do we know what a science PhD who's 40 years old is going to earn in 20 years' time? No, we don't. But salaries have actually been surprisingly constant over the past 20 years. It's one of the more depressing aspects of the modern economy, is that wages have actually basically gone nowhere over the past 20 years except for the top 1%. So in general, I think I'm a little bit depressed to say this, that it is actually quite a good guide to what you're likely to be earning in 20 years' time.
What was the most surprising thing to you in looking through all of these numbers?
The most surprising thing for me was the massive gap between men and women, and especially, this is my most jaw on the floor moment, was that the median male college dropout, who has no degree at all, still makes more than the median female with a four-year college degree.
So, Felix, the August jobs report comes out tomorrow morning from the Labor Department. What would you say is the message from what you have done for those people out there who may be long-term unemployed, who've been out of work for a long time? What can they get out of what you've put together?
One thing which you see amongst long-term unemployed is an increasing propensity to go back to college and to get a qualification at college. And I think what this tool shows is that that's actually not a bad idea. If you can't find work with your present qualifications, then maybe getting new qualifications makes sense.
Felix Salmon, senior editor at Fusion, and we've got the link to his Take the Plunge interactive tool at our website, hereandnow.org. Felix, thanks so much.
Thank you.